there are nearly 900 registered lobbyists in Washington state. These are the paid professionals who try to influence the outcome of the legislative process. But this year, a determined dad proved even outsiders can play the legislative game, with a bit of help. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story of an unlikely citizen lobbyist.
So how does a Microsoft test manager become a citizen lobbyist? For Jeff Schwartz, it all started back in 2007 when his son Jacob was about 4 months old.
And it was right about December that he started excessively just throwing up and vomiting.
At first, the doctors thought it was acid reflux. A lot of infants routinely spit up. But then at Jacob's six-month checkup, the family got a shock. He was diagnosed with failure to thrive.
I remember walking into my manager's office in tears and just said I couldn't be there. And I really didn't come back to work for a month.
Soon, Jacob was diagnosed with eosinophilia. It's a rare gastrointestinal disorder. Basically, his body was rejecting the breast milk that was supposed to help him grow. The solution was to put Jacob on an expensive powder-based infant formula called Elicare. His older brother Sam once made the mistake of trying it.
And it tastes like you just ate cake and threw it up. It tastes horrible.
But his baby brother Jacob willingly took the stuff by bottle. For more than 2 years, the Schwartz's health insurance covered the cost of the formula, roughly $800 a month. But then in November of 2010, Premera Blue Cross notified the family it was stopping coverage.
It was a devastating letter to have received, because we knew how expensive it was.
The family appealed, but to no avail. The irony was, if Jacob received the formula through a surgically implanted feeding tube, it would have been covered. Schwartz couldn't understand the logic, but Jacob needed the formula, so the family dipped into savings and started paying out of pocket. A couple of months later, they caught a break, or what Jeff Schwartz calls the miracle. Jacob's body stopped rejecting regular food. He was cured. The doctors couldn't explain it, but Schwartz and his wife felt they had to pay back the gift they'd been given.
It was on that day that Kathy and I both agreed that we were going to change the law in Washington State so no family had to choose between financial ruin and their kids' health.
Schwartz didn't know the first thing about making laws, so he read a book on the legislative process and showed up in Olympia, where he met insiders and started to pick up the lingo.
I learned about pink sheets and blue sheets and the code advisor's office.
With some help, Schwartz drafted his bill and lined up sponsors to introduce it. Democrats David Frakt in the Senate and in the House, freshman Cyrus Habib.
What was special about it is that he wasn't just the witness for a particular policy agenda item. He was actually the architect.
Now, Jeff Schwartz had to navigate the legislative gauntlet. His first challenge was most lawmakers had never heard of eosinophilia, much less could they say the word.
I'm not going to try to pronounce it.
I hope I say it right. Eosinophilia.
Increased eosinophils. Even I say it wrong sometimes.
That was a minor problem, though. The much tougher one? In Olympia, new mandates for health insurance plans are a touchy subject. Many lawmakers believe there are already too many mandates. Soon, Schwartz's bill was in trouble. But he didn't know that.
There is a lot of what I would consider behind-the-scenes things going on down there.
Schwartz had gotten this far on passion and determination, but he came to realize there are limits to what a novice citizen lobbyist can accomplish. He'd had several offers of help from a healthcare lobbyist named Aaron Jajic.
You know, pick my brain, let me help you, let me know if you need help, and I kept offering that.
But Schwartz was reluctant. He couldn't pay her, and he didn't want to feel indebted.
She offered probably 24 times to help me. Finally, Representative Habib just sat me down and says, Jeff, you need to ask Aaron for help.
And so he did. Jajic signed on pro bono, and she was there the day the House Healthcare Committee turned Schwartz's proposed mandate for coverage into a study to explore the issue. That's right, a study. Jajic assured Schwartz the results of the study could bolster his case, but Schwartz was understandably disappointed.
I thanked Aaron for her opinion, and I had to think about it.
Ultimately, Schwartz embraced the idea of a study. The compromise bill cleared the legislature with nearly unanimous votes. The study got underway this summer, and once again, Schwartz found himself up against his own insurance company. Premera Blue Cross submitted a letter formally opposing the idea of covering hypoallergenic feeding formulas when they are taken orally. Premera's Eric Erling notes these formulas are already available over-the-counter without a prescription.
If we're getting into providing coverage for special dietary needs, that's opens up a pretty broad potential spectrum of things that would have to be covered, and then that puts all of our customers at risk for higher costs.
Republican State Senator Linda Evans-Parlett is also wary. She sits on the Senate Healthcare Committee.
There's just so much uncertainty in healthcare right now. I would be very cautious before I would add another mandate.
But recently, Jeff Schwartz got some good news. In its draft report, the Washington Department of Health recommends that his proposed mandate be adopted. Schwartz plans to return to the Capitol in January to continue his fight. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.